Go before we leave, because once we start this podcast, we're not stopping.
We will not be turning it around.
Today is just, it's Current Geek. All right? So here we go. Enjoy yourselves. And if you have, oh, you don't have to do that.
I have
Current Geek. Current Geek. Boom, and then, what's the rest go? Something. Carrot cake. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Current Geek, the weekly proceedings of the meetings of the Frog Pants All-Stars, geeks of the world. Ah, very nice. And you, to keep us current on things that matter most. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Tom Merritt.
Hey, I'm Tom Merritt. That's Scott Johnson.
We are here live at BlizzCon 2014.
And we have a very special guest on Current Geek today.
Do we?
Yeah.
Who?
The entire guild!
Yeah!
AIE. I don't know. Maybe you could describe them as the biggest guild in the world, but they're definitely the best.
They are still the biggest. Definitely the best. And if there are any CTR people here, I apologize. Because I like you guys a lot, too. Anyway, it's great to be here. We've had a really fun day and a night, I guess. Thursday counts for a lot of us. I don't know how long everybody was here, but we've seen a lot of things, heard a lot of things. Today was pretty interesting. And we'll talk some about that. But Tom will also do just a regular-ass Current Geek, I think.
Yeah. Something about infant radio,
news gathering,
and many other things.
And many other things. You have that memorized. That's weird. Creeping me out. And also, just a note that during the normal quiz part of the show, where we have guests normally on the show, some in this audience have been that before, we don't have those today. Instead, we have you. And so when we get to that part, we're going to do something a little bit weird. We're going to start with a question of our own, kind of a nerdy trivia question. And then each of you are going to get up on the mic, whoever wants to. You don't have to if you don't want to. But you get up there, and you try to answer it, and hopefully you get it, and then you pick somebody else. This is like a horrible parlor game. You pick somebody else in the audience. They have to either go up or pick someone else to go in their place and answer the next question that you have for them. It's chain questioning. You get it? It's like chain letters. Got it? Ooh, there's a lot of rumblings of ooh.
Let me just say, your question can be anything as long as you know the answer to it. So don't fret about that part of it.
Yeah, you could say... And we'll keep it Blizzardy if you want. You could say Thrall has a hammer and it's called what? That's a good question. We won't use that one.
We won't now.
So that makes sense? All right, now I play the transition. Blah, 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 blah. The guy says a thing.
News gathering.
Tom, top of the show news. What's going on?
Hey, did you know Blizzard announced some new games today?
What?
Yeah. Where? No, it was crazy. Happen? They're having this get-together in Anaheim, California. They announced the first new game franchise in 17 years called... Overwatch.
Ah, the recently registered trademark, mm-hmm. Overwatch.
Kind of a Team Fortress-looking sort of thing. Multiplayer team shooter, superhero-type characters. Overwatch launches in beta in 2015, which I believe means December 31st, 2015. It's just my prediction.
Yeah. I will likely say this again or go into it in more detail tomorrow, but I feel like... There was some writing on the wall with this, and none of us knew about it. They're notoriously good at keeping secrets, and so even when they have to do something public, like register a trademark, and I don't even know how that works. Like, how do we even become aware of it? Somebody somewhere is overwatching maybe, what Blizzard is doing. But do you guys remember when they did the Dark Below registration, and everybody was like, well, that's clearly a new expansion. They're going underwater. Who knew what it was? It turned out to be an expansion for Destiny. But Blizzard registered the trademark. And I can, well, maybe I'm not supposed to tell him this, but let's just say the Dark Below had something to do with something totally not related to any video games on the Blizzard side, but it had some connection to what we do with community sites and podcasts. But I feel like that was a ruse. Almost, I'm not trying to be conspiratorial, but almost in a way to say, okay, now here's Overwatch. What do you guys think we're going to do with that? And it turns out not to be anything we thought it
was. Well, yeah, companies register trademarks all the time for various reasons. I mean, think about it. I registered a bunch of domain names in my life. I have not launched sites for every one of those domain names. Yeah. Like, sometimes you're like, ooh, I might need this. I'm going to register that trademark if you're a company, just in case. So, yeah. Although, last night, there was a gentleman of our mutual acquaintance who gave sort of a, like, based on things that we know in the world, here's what I think they're going to announce tomorrow. And he was pretty spot on.
Pretty close, yeah.
But thinking back to this person's description, I'm like, actually, there was so much in this announcement that he didn't mention that's important, like the superhero thing, like the TF2 kind of comparison, like the dynamic engine that underlies this thing. It's like, well, even if Blizzard had said all of the things that Englishman had told me yesterday, it still wouldn't have spoiled it, because there would have been so much that wasn't in there.
I agree, and. Yeah, it's. I mean, skeletally, I even had predicted a few months ago on the instance that it was. My prediction was that it would be StarCraft related, but it would be a squad based shooter, and that's as close as I ever got.
You got
even,
the squad and the shooter.
The shooter, and it's more team based anyway.
I guess it's team.
But I feel like one of the biggest hints was dropped by Metzen himself a month ago on my show, where he talked incessantly about how inspirational Marvel stuff is to him now. Saying, oh man, Marvel to this day, he kept making mentions. Marvel to this day means so much to what I do and how I write and my inspiration. And when I was growing up, Marvel this and Marvel that. This thing is Marvel is all hell and back.
Oh, it's a comic book come to life.
It really is. I feel like he had a chance, him and many other talented people, obviously, but he's helped spearheading a chance to literally create a universe not unlike something like a comic book universe.
Well, and it's kind of an interesting gamble, because in some ways it does on the on-paper things that you want to do. Like, this can't look like Warcraft. It can't look like StarCraft. It's got to be different, and this looks very different. Yeah. It's future-proofed because it's cartoonish.
Stylized,
so it's not going to age as quickly as a more realistic portrayal of things might over the years, and it's a genre that they haven't attacked yet.
And Team Fortress,
not a genre, but a game type.
Sure, and even as a genre, they've never gone near shooters before. In fact, for the longest time, they were basically the isometric view company, which meant RTSs, and they made 2D sprite RTSs and Diablo games well into the period of time where people started going polygonal and going 3D. They really stuck to their guns. And so to see them branch out in this way is really drastic compared to a lot of what they do now. I mean, of course, we're working in 3D engines in all their games now, but they don't look like this. Like, this is a different, fast-moving, more of a Twitch-based experience. I'm very, very excited about it, and... can't wait. I haven't played it yet.
I was sitting next to one Randy Jordan.
Ah, yes.
During the announcement, and I don't think this is definitely not going to get him in trouble. He pointed out, he's like, all of the characters you're seeing in this trailer have accents.
Yeah,
they're all from different parts of the world than America.
Yeah, I made the joke that the Canadian shoots you and says sorry every time he shoots you. See, it works here still.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Beep.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, you're dead.
Sorry about that.
You want some socialized health care?
We have Canadians here, right? Some? Hands up if you're Canadian? No? All right.
Yay!
In the traditional Canadian card. but yeah.
They just call it garb.
Yeah. But it's a real, it's a thrill to see them take this new risk, and I'm just excited to see them try new things. And it feels like a Blizzard, a new kind of Blizzard. I mean, they've got their established stuff, and that still pays so much in dividends, but they're willing to branch out. And this is something they've never done. I mean, if you would have come to me 5-6 years ago and say, what would it be like if Blizzard literally had 6 major games in development? You would think I would say, well, you're full of crap.
Yeah.
Why would they do that? That's not the Blizzard way. And instead, they've decided, they really decided that, yeah, we can do this. Certainly, they have the money to do it now. Warcraft made a lovely bed of money for them to do this. But I'm personally really glad about that. My biggest problem is, and we can kind of end on this conversation, but I feel like I don't know what next BlizzCon is, because this is everything right now.
I mean,
new WoW expansion, maybe,
I guess,
but that's it.
There wasn't any real big Diablo news.
No.
But you can't build a whole BlizzCon around that at this point.
No, and I'm not sure you can build a whole BlizzCon around a WoW expansion at this late in the game, or which they could announce next year, or even a Diablo expansion and not have some other third tier.
Well, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, Geek has taken on new meanings, so we need an update.
Geek is part two.
No, the last thing I'll say, if there is a criticism of Overwatch, and it's early to be having criticisms, but it's also fair to have them, is that this is not Blizzard blazing a trail. This is Blizzard entering behind, right?
Yeah,
other words, there have been plenty of team-based shooters around for a long time. They're not really doing anything new here.
No, hopefully the way they refine it and the way they put their own polish on it, that's what makes a difference. It's like Heroes of the Storm is that same problem. Although, I mean, MOBAs are arguably, they were born in their backyard and they did nothing about it, which I think is a huge mistake on their part. They should have owned that from the beginning. Who knows if there'd even be a Riot Games now, but or anybody else doing that stuff. But with Heroes, they've done the same thing. They're kind of Apple-like in this way. It's like, well, somebody already makes MP3 players. We're just going to make a really great one. Hopefully they can do that.
That's the gamble.
Yeah, that is the gamble.
This has to be like a really great one.
And they're proven, and even what you said about stylized graphics, that's proven with Team Fortress 2. That stuff holds up today.
Yeah.
And it came out in 07, people. That's old in video game years. Like, that should look like garbage, and it looks good.
Yeah.
And they can make tweaks and pump it up a little bit, just like WoW does, just like this will. But out of the gate, game is hot. It looks real tight, really beautiful. I think the Team Fortress comparison actually comes more from the fact that there is a a dwarf dude making turrets. I think that just makes people go, oh, and it's like Team Fortress because he's building a turret with a big old wrench. Other than that, I think it feels fresh. There's verticality. People are climbing stuff, grappling to things, teleporting all over the place. I mean, it really sets itself apart, and the melee is bananas.
If they can make it so that every time you go in there, you feel like it's tuned to your level and the amount of people you're playing and all of that, that's going to be the differentiator.
Yeah.
Because TF2, the one thing is, it's always the same map. You know, it doesn't really adapt to you.
And they haven't said anything about single player, but I'm sure with these story hooks and stuff, we'll have something in the way of single player. You have a question. Put it right there on that fuzzy thing.
Come on up to the fuzzy thing.
Yeah,
technical. I was going to say, you guys were mentioning that, you know, Blizzard hadn't really tried to tackle a shooter before, but do you think there's any lineage of StarCraft Ghost remaining in this? Because they tried to tackle a shooter, and obviously they're canceled Project Destiny.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
I mean, not Destiny, but
Titan.
Yeah.
Well, there's
certainly Titan in there.
There's Titan in there. This is a...
I can't imagine that Ghost doesn't inform it just because it existed, you know, in some way.
I feel like if this was a car analogy, Titan was the engine and some components, maybe the back left tire, and this... And the body even was Titan. They've put a new kind of engine in it, a new back tire. They've added things to it to change it and rip out what didn't work and forge what does. I think this is Titan. I have nothing to base that on other than my opinion. I don't think Jeff Kaplan literally went from 7 years in a cave with a beard going, I'm working on this new MMO and that's all I'm doing, to suddenly them going, sorry, it's canceled, buddy. You're on the shooter. I don't think that happened. I think what happened is, many years ago, who knows how many, but many years ago, they started to see the writing on the wall. He has been with that project the entire time. I mean, that's the telling thing to me. And when it shifted focus, it became what they showed us today, it's still Jeff Kaplan. Like, to me, he's the key to say how much of this is Titan, because if he was truly Hermit Titan Man for all those years, then he is Hermit Overwatch Man now.
Yeah, Hermit Watch.
And he looked like he just got up from a nap today. I mean, I love him. He's awesome, but he just looks so tired. The guy's probably just seen some things that we don't even want to know about. But
you could look at it, and you can see a little StarCraft. You can see a little Warcraft in it, even just in that thing. So I think when you say, is there a ghost in it, probably in that respect of, like, you know, we all were around when that was being developed, and maybe some things, even subconsciously, affect it. I don't know if they would take anything directly. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
And we should mention Hearthstone getting an expansion, Goblins versus Gnomes, coming next month.
Yeah, that's exciting.
StarCraft.
Mm-hmm. Actually, funny bit about all this, I'm mostly excited about that.
About StarCraft?
Yeah, because
really?
I know I'm going to get it.
Because you're a Protoss man?
Well, I'm very much a Protoss man, but I also think... I was worried that game was never going to happen. I just took so long to say anything about it. And I know Heroes of the Storm kind of took most of that team away. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why they didn't touch on it. But then to suddenly hear that it's back in full force, that they're getting closer, they got all that cinematic cutscene stuff in-engine and out. I love the story. The StarCraft universe is maybe my favorite Blizzard universe. I just wish there was more of it all the time, and this will give me a chance to have that. So I'm really stoked about it, maybe more than everything. I mean, that's weird to say, because I'm excited about every single thing they showed today.
Legacy of the Void, if anybody's like, what's it called? Mm-hmm.
Are we going to call that LOV? Love?
Love. StarCraft Love.
StarCraft Love, man.
And then Lost Vikings showing up in Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, my gosh.
I called it, man.
You did.
I said the word Vikings at some point yesterday.
You did. I'm sure you did. No, they showed that, and I maybe just a little pee came out, because I thought I thought, oh my gosh, this is the most fan servicey game of all time, and I am not at all sad about that. I like that Heroes of the Storm is that thing where they're like just wholeheartedly saying, here's all the weird crap we've made. Remember Lost Vikings? I mean, if they don't put like a, what was that racing game they did? Rock and Roll. If there's not a Rock and Roll racing car eventually in this thing, then I'll be shocked, because they put a siege tank in it.
Yeah.
There's a siege tank fighting Diablo. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's brilliant.
God's work is what they're doing.
Yes, it is.
It shows how much they know their audience, too, that they're like, and we've added Jaina Proudmoore. Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, and we've added Thrall. Oh, yeah, good. And we added Lost Vikings.
The place goes wild. And their mount is a freaking Viking ship with all the rowboaty things and the deal in the front. I know that's very historical. I don't know how else to call it, but
all right, we've already tread on the instance ground too much.
Yeah, don't worry. All the stuff.
There's plenty more to talk about, and plenty more being revealed between now and then.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Hobbit from PA at our Current Geek subreddit, currentgeek.reddit.com, submitting the story about the announcement that we've got an official Star Wars name. Star Wars Twitter account posted it earlier this week. The Force Awakens.
I also like to announce that, and if you read me on Twitter, I've already said this joke. I've got another movie in the making. It's called Secretariat 7, The Horse Awakens. And Thor 7, The Norse Awakens.
Dune 7, The Sleeper
actually
Awakens.
I took that from somebody else. But anyway, you know what? The world went like crazy and said, what a terrible name again. We just do this every time.
Was there a name that wouldn't have been greeted as terrible?
They're all dumb. Empire Strikes Back, the greatest Star Wars movie in the history of the films, is a dumb name. It is. We're all used to it now because we grew up with it and it's awesome and this is a great movie and it's assigned itself coolness. But the name is dumb. Even the name Star Wars is inherently dumb.
Star Wars. It's hard to remember, but you're right.
It's totally true. Yeah. So I don't know who...
In 1975, saying the words Star Wars was laughable.
It's laughable. And I mean, look, we all loved it, and most of us were kids. Some of us were kids later and still loved it or whatever, and there was no Twitter then. There was no online forums where people could freak out and have all these problems. I don't have any problem with it. I think it's just as dumb as the rest of them, and I'm totally excited.
It ties into a rumor I read about, too, on the Daily Spoiler from IO9. Does anyone in here consider unverified rumors that may or might not be entirely true to be a spoiler that they don't want to hear? If you are that person, please leave. Because I'm going to say this. The rumor is that Luke Skywalker's character in Episode 7, The Force Awakens, it has become the most powerful Jedi yet, but he can't control his powers. And he's deathly afraid that he will turn into his father, as we all are. And he hides out on a planet and away from everyone because he doesn't want to have his powers end up being used for evil.
Interesting.
And so the main villain and the main hero are searching for him because they want to pull him over to their side in the current conflict. Because
he's the most powerful form of the Force in the known universe.
And so The Force Awakens fits that story, whether that story is true or not. But I'm like, oh, okay, that name... And that's the problem. Having the name outside of the context of the story makes it feel weirder than if you like know the story. You're like, oh, Return of the Jedi, got it.
Yeah, plus crazy, disheveled, badly kept...
Mountain Man Hamill.
Yeah, Mountain Man Hamill. Sounds like it could work, right? I feel like I could see that. Quick fun note for you. We talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, but Mark Hamill is the age. He did the movie when he was 19. Star Wars, he was 19 years old. He is the same age now as Sir Alec Guinness was when he played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the first movie. They're both 63 at the time of the filming. That's crazy to think, right? It seems insane. But I'm all for a storyline like that. I think that sounds fine.
I want someone to tell someone else to stay away from that crazy old wizard, meaning Luke Skywalker, at some point during this movie.
I like that.
Yeah.
I also like, what if he comes out of the hermit cave and goes, or, and scares away. Scares away the Sam people. Or, better yet, well, that's a bad idea. But go watch Corvette Summer.
He talks about
fun.
How he misses the more complex time in a less civilized age.
Exactly. I'm very excited about that film, and the name's fun.
Yeah,
whatever.
Amazon announced an interesting product that you have to be invited to buy, which is a little odd. They must not be terribly confident in it. Called Echo. It's a Bluetooth speaker and virtual assistant packed into a 9-inch tall cylinder that looks like a miniature Mac Pro. It can stream directly from Amazon Music, TuneIn Radio, which means you can get Alpha Geek Radio on it, iHeart Radio, or take music from mobile devices and stream it over Bluetooth, like a Bluetooth speaker, because it is a Bluetooth speaker. Also responds to a wake word, which is by default Alexa, which answers questions with facts from Wikipedia, adds items to lists on the Echo app, so you can do a shopping list, you can do a task list. You can ask it about news and sports, and it will give you news and sports from NPR and ESPN only at this point. The device can only be purchased by invite. As I mentioned, it's $99 for Prime users or $199 if you don't want to pay the $99 to become a Prime user.
Oh, they right. They do that a lot lately with the whole Prime and we'll cut.
This is definitely like, well, if you're going to buy it, you might as well sign up for Prime for a year so you can get this thing at half
price. So some of us have to say, let's see if this works on anybody. Hey, Siri.
Okay, Google.
Nope, we're good. All right,
no one's Xbox plugged in or off.
Xbox on, off. At least in those cases, like Siri, it can be a man or a dude, or wait, I'm sorry, a dude or a lady.
Could be a man or a dude or a lady
or a lady
or a woman.
Can be British.
Actually,
not,
yeah,
whatever. Cortana is a lady, right on the Windows.
Where are you going with this?
My point is, why do we usually default to ladies for our devices? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing or anything. I'm just wondering, what is it in our decision making that says,
is it the British Siri default a man?
Oh, I don't know. Is it? Any British people here that can not answer that? Terpster's not here. Yeah, I don't know. But I just think it, I don't know what that is. And I'm not saying it means anything. I'm not saying that all our caretakers are ladies, therefore it's going to be a lady voice.
It brings up a wider question, too, which is, can you customize it, right?
Because
to me, that question is not a big a deal if I can go in and say, like, oh, I can make it whatever I want, right?
Right.
And you can apparently customize the wake word, so it's not Alexa. If, for instance, your daughter's name is Alexa, you might want to do that.
Yeah, crazy people name their daughters Alexa.
Yeah.
Can you say Bill or, I mean, can be whatever?
Yeah, I think so.
Beauregard.
Beauregard.
So it made me wonder, why not make the default wake word Echo, since the thing is named Echo, instead of making it Alexa?
And no kid is named Echo.
Or name the thing Alexa.
Worst case would be, what's your favorite video game from the 90s? Echo the Dolphin. Oh, my phone turned on.
Ah, crap. My little 9-inch cylinder turned on.
Yes, Gary, come on up. Ask that question.
Actually, it's more of a statement. We've been talking about this for a couple of days now, and I think you're a lot more likely to say Echo than you are Alexa. So they may have decided to...
Unless you're Todd Whitehead. But yeah, in most cases.
Yeah, so I just... And by the way, I'm 2 years older than Mark
Mark Hamill?
You'd make a
great disheveled Jedi.
Yeah. I think I already am a disheveled Jedi. And
get back to your cable,
powers.
Wizard.
Can he just do a midichlorian reduction surgery or something?
midichlorian replacement therapy?
Yeah, there we go.
I'm hoping they get that out of there entirely. Also, I hope the movie is literally 5 minutes long and we all get duped and we walk in and there's black screen. You see the Lucasfilm, that thing. Then it goes blank and then a voice says, hey, Force. All right, I'm up. The Force Awakens. Everyone's out of the theater. You spent $8.50 for the worst experience of
get
your life.
Get to work, Force.
I like it.
It's 7 a.m.
Brilliant idea.
I was going to suggest 8 seconds of white noise, but I don't want to.
Nice. Yeah, no, you're right. Echo is a more common word, but
maybe the cadence isn't
right. When you're playing the Xbox, you're likely to say the word Xbox.
Yeah,
and that happens.
Is there anything to the device's better understanding certain
maybe
ways of
saying? I think they wanted it to be. I guess my reverse question would then be like, why not just call the device Alexa then? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just. But yeah, I don't know. If you're gonna rename, and we haven't got to the point of like what this thing is. It's a cylinder that sits in a room. It has to be plugged into a wall for electricity. And why wouldn't you just use your phone? It's got beamforming technology and 7 microphones on it, so you can be anywhere in the room and say something, and it'll allegedly hear you. I guess that's easier.
I feel like Amazon is doing the spaghetti at the wall thing, where they're just trying stuff, and sometimes it really pays off. Their e-readers are arguably the best on the market, and they started out clunky and kind of weird. Their Fire TV is okay, but it's nowhere near what other set top to boxes do, but they'll probably improve, and that new dongle one's probably pretty good, and they just seem to get better as they iterate. But I think they really are willing, maybe just financially they've got the money, or this is how they do more product testing, but they're just willing to say, there's a cylinder that you can talk to, and somebody there thinks that's great.
Yeah.
I right now go, I don't know what I'd do with that. I got that $100 is staying with me. Next year, I don't know.
Here's the two scenarios that interest me, because I'm weirdly fascinated. I want one of these things. Like, I just want to play with it. I don't know what it's good for, but I want to play with it. And one is you can make a shop. Just stop laughing.
No. That's what Tom said every Christmas about every toy you ever wanted. I don't know what it does, but I just want one, Mom.
Yeah. Thank you for changing the quote so it was less dirty.
That was my goal.
So if I'm cooking, right, and I realize that, I'm running low on this ingredient, right now it's kind of a pain to wash my hands, grab a thing, type it into my shopping list. With this, I can say, hey, Alexa, add yogurt to the shopping list, and it's done, right? That is a very specific situation, but I get that. It's like I don't have to pick anything up. It's already there in the room with me. Also, home automation. It doesn't do this now, but a lot of folks on the DTNS emails are like, this could be a play towards becoming a hub for the Echo system in your house, where you're like, Alexa, turn the lights down. We're going to watch a movie. And it just knows to do all the profiles. And there's a lot of home automation hubs that do that already, but this would be a voice-activated, really snappy way to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'd be curious. I mean, I want to hear how it is. I just feel like it's a weird asking price, and they're just odd sometimes. And I like their stuff. I really like Amazon. And yeah. I'm for one, we bought a Fire TV. Where's Kim? You in here, hon? We love that thing. That's become your set-top box of choice. It just works for how she uses
television. I don't know. Her smile
television.
Seems forced right now.
It's a little
now,
forced
Scott.
Right now.
Are you sure she loves it?
That's her normal smile. But that new little dongle may be great. Yes, please, go ahead.
Hey, if they got Majel Barrett to do the voice, then I would buy one.
Yeah. You know what? That's interesting.
That would be difficult.
Like the Cortana. Yeah. they probably have enough data to digitize
it. They probably got enough tracks.
Our airport in Salt Lake City still uses the original actress who did the digital voice stuff for Siri. Not since they changed
it. She did a lot of voice
work.
She
did lots of stuff. So it is great walking through there and hearing about flight cancellations and stuff from Siri over the head thing. It's awesome. But I'm all for that. Like, why not get, let's get Scott Fletcher to do one. Let's get Paul Bettany. Sure.
Liam O'Brien.
Unless he goes crazy in Avengers 2 and becomes Ultron. We don't know yet. Potential spoiler alert. I don't know.
It's not a spoiler if you're just making it up.
That's true.
I don't understand why people get so upset about I read a rumor and it spoiled the... Like, the movie's probably not even going to be like that. Yeah. All right. Deba Singh, thank you so much for letting us know that the EFF is petitioning the U.S. Library of Congress for an exemption to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to allow owners of abandoned video games to circumvent copyright protection in order to keep games running after their creators shut down servers. The proposal is to allow minor code changes that would involve reworking or circumventing often superficial server check-ins and simple multiplayer matchmaking services. So two things they're after here is one, DRM that checks in with a server that's no longer there for something you legally paid for, but the company just doesn't run the server anymore. You should be able to circumvent that to keep playing the game you paid for. And the other thing is for matchmaking services that are no longer around, for third-party servers to step in and say, hey, we'll still provide a little multiplayer connection here. Well, they're not talking about things like World of Warcraft servers because there's so much content served by the server there, that's a fair use issue. That's a totally different thing. This is just very simple multiplayer.
Well, we're just starting to hit this problem because it's games from your GameCube, Xbox Zero, or whatever you want to call it, because one messed up.
The original Xbox. Yeah, yeah.
The old Xbox, or PlayStation 1 or whatever. That's when games started to have some connectivity, sometimes just a little, but if you bought a Dreamcast and you bought NFL 2K, guess what? You can't play on your Dreamcast anymore, NFL 2K, because those servers are long shut down. So we're just now starting to hit that where it's like, these things I own, I paid good money for, I can't get into them anymore. I think this is great. There's just so much you mentioned Warcraft as a different kind of example. I feel like there's so many different, there's so much weird, it's complex. And so for them to come up with a single blanket fix for this problem is going to be very difficult.
Constructed it. It's whether they can convince the Library of Congress to give it. They're saying, look, we don't want to do these kind of games. Just for games that are no longer published, they've been abandoned, you can demonstrate that, here's the test, and this feature of the game can't be used, but could be fixed very easily with a simple server that wouldn't use any other copyrighted material.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's a narrow definition.
What would solve this problem is if more companies would do what some companies do, which is when it comes end of life or something's being canceled, they open it up and they say, here's the server code, you guys go for it, and then the community build servers and people are still playing, what was that called? Was it? It may have been called Beyond Earth, even though it's not this new Beyond Earth that everyone's playing now, but it was this MMO in space made by the guys who did Command & Conquer, Westwood Studios. I loved it. It got canceled. It went away. There was no way to play it. Somebody may, in that case, may have figured out how to hack together a server, so now they can still play that thing, get in there and play it.
Well, and that's the thing, right, is all of these solutions are already happening. Yeah. They're just happening illegally in the U.S.
Sure.
Because it is illegal to circumvent copyright protection, no matter what. I mean, another thing that would fix this would be a more reasonable copyright law that didn't last for 90 years plus the life of the author.
Goodness.
But I'm so close to Disney, I feel like I might be struck down right now for suggesting that.
That's true. Well, great topics. Yeah. So we're going to do, now we're going to do the pop quiz, all right? Before I do that, though, I'd like to recommend listeners at home and listeners here check out the entire 12 months of tech history, a year in tech history, written by Tom Merritt, illustrated by me. It is available now at tommerritt.com.
I feel it was really written by history, Scott.
It kind of was. Definitely. Oh, there it is right there. Just the profit. Had a lot of fun doing that cover. I still think it's really
such
weird.
Such a good cover.
If you guys want to pick it up, it's real simple. You can get it now. Is it on Kindle yet?
Yeah.
It is on Kindle.
It is an EPUB from Lulu.com, and more links coming to TomMerrittBooks.com as it arrives in the other stores. Yeah. It's been submitted to all of them.
I almost said inconsistent. That's not what I meant. It's very consistent. It's inexpensive is the word I meant.
I didn't put the months in order? Is that what you're trying? No, they're all in order, Scott. All the dates are in the right place.
I did stick people on one page and oil paintings on the next. Anyway, it's really awesome. It was a really fun project to work on. We have some ideas for some future stuff too, but it's definitely worth picking up.
And also, if you had the chronology of tech history, that there were a few things that I found were inaccurate in there. There were a bunch of things that weren't that I found that weren't in there. And then there's things that happened since I published that weren't in there. And so this has been updated. This is the most accurate year in tech history I could make.
Yeah. So if you want to know what happened all year long in tech history and have a fine coffee table book to show your friends or to have on your Kindle where no one can see it except you, then I recommend that book. All right, now here's where I'd play some more music and do a thing, but I don't have any of that, so I'm just going to say, here's where our pop quiz happens. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have one of you will volunteer, I will pick you, and you will come up to that microphone, and we will ask you a maybe hard trivia question, I don't know. We'll see how hard it is.
Here's the best part, is like, we've had three people already come up to the mic, so you won't be first.
So, any volunteers, by hand, in the air? Gary, you want to go first?
Sure.
Come on up.
All right. But here. Thank you for other volunteers. You guys will be next.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll get in here.
I'll try not to hog them.
All right. I have a question. Do you have a question? Yeah. All right. Here's the question. Who was the first director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation?
Oh, man. It wasn't J. Edgar.
Yes, it was.
Yes! Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Nice job.
That's why I asked it, because like the really dumb, obvious answer is actually the right one in that case.
Because it's because I was around in those days.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was there forever, too, right?
He was
the first FBI director, and he lasted in the 70s. I think he took over in the 20s.
He made all his money from vacuums. Incorrect stat right there.
No.
Made that up.
But he spent all his money on dresses.
You beat me to it.
So you get 500 points for that.
Nicely done.
Okay.
Now you ask the next question, and then we'll pick another volunteer to answer it. Should we do it first or have him volunteer first?
Volunteer first.
Well, we got the next volunteer.
Oh,
he's waiting in the wings.
So he's your
guy. Come on up and just, you guys can just form a line.
Yeah, form a line.
Yeah. Whoever wants to come after him, come on up.
Okay, now I have to think of a question.
Yes, that's the other thing. But any question, anything you know the answer to.
Why does the porridge bird lay its egg in the air?
Why does the porridge bird lay the egg? You know, I've been wondering that for so many years.
Porridge bird?
Porridge bird.
Yeah, the porridge bird.
Hold on a minute. There's a bird that lays its egg in the air?
It's old fire sign theater. Just don't worry about it.
Oh, well, then I'm an idiot. All right. Come on up.
I don't even know what a porridge bird is. So.
Today you learned.
I've got no idea.
And what is the answer?
The dingo ate your porridge bird. What?
I don't think the answer was ever... You have to listen to which fire sign theater.
You had to know the answer to the question, Gary.
To get to the other side.
That was part of the.
To get to the other side.
All right.
Yeah.
No, it was the question was used to confuse a computer. It was
trick question.
Well, you certainly worked on us. We are computers.
It was the first question that came to mind.
No, it's a good classic Firesign Theater joke. Absolutely. And you, sir, get 1,000 points because you're absolutely correct. You had no idea.
So
neither did anyone else.
You get to ask the next.
So
one.
We need someone to take the next next question so that we are about to have.
Yeah.
Don't be shy. Just keep coming too. Next person after him. Next person.
Don't be shy. We're
gonna make everyone get up and get in line. Go ahead.
All right. Here's a little riddle for you. This is country pertinent. What are the two animals on the Australian coat of arms?
Ah, it's awesome.
The Australian.
Hey, get up here on mic so we can hear you.
All right.
Oi. By the way, all the Australian people that showed up to BlizzCon are there's so many of you this year. I don't know what happened. Somebody said there was a huge plane deal.
They let us out of the jail.
Is that what it was? Well, it is the Queen's
the queen
prison colony,
the colony,
right? Yeah.
All right.
The palmy bastards.
Well, because I am an ignorant American, I'm going to say that it is a kangaroo and a koala, and because it's Australia, they are actually both upside down.
Ah. Wow.
Are you offended that he mentioned a New Zealand animal in the new guess at the Australian coat of arms?
Neither of those is a New Zealand animal.
The koala is not? Oh.
No.
Oh, well, are you offended that I just called the koala a New Zealand animal?
Not enough to put
everywhere.
You in jail for.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's fair enough.
There's only like three left.
No, the answer is actually the kangaroo and the emu.
Oh.
And they are up the right way.
You get 0.5 points.
0.5.
Because you are half. All right,
I will take 0.5 points.
Congratulations.
Right. So now it's your question.
I came kind of prepared. Since we're at BlizzCon, I decided I'm going to go with a World of Warcraft lore question. Balthaz, are you ready for WoW lore?
We'll find out.
All right, so when Azeroth was formed, it was formed by the Titans, and they did battle with the Old Gods. Which of the Old Gods was the first to appear in World of Warcraft as a named boss?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
A named boss.
Can I recuse? I just have to admit I don't know that. I don't know that one.
You didn't have to admit that.
Oh.
We're judges.
I totally know this one.
You think the Supreme Court ever says, well, I don't know. No, they just vote. 9-5. 9-0. All right.
Yeah, all I know, it was. It looked like a beholder, didn't it? It was like a big eye stalky thing.
Maybe.
That's right. It was the one with the eyes.
Oh,
okay.
I don't remember the name.
Oh.
Clear your throat. You'll get it.
I think I know this one now.
It was C'Thun, and yeah, he's right. It was the one with the eyes.
Nicely done, C'Thun.
I'm going to give you a full point because you're right. You didn't know, but then when you coughed, it kind of sounded like C'Thun.
Thank you very much. Okay, I've got a science fiction question.
All right.
Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch played a role in what science fiction franchise?
Oh, someone knew.
I got this one.
Ah. Cousin Oliver played what?
Well, first, hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, man. Coolest tattoos at the con, by the way.
Oh,
You're
thank you. Thank you.
Lord of tattoos. I'm serious.
I've learned from Nicole Spagnolo they're tattoos.
Tattoos. Thank you. Tattoos. She in here? No. Darn it.
I have, I'm just going to guess Star Trek.
Is Star Trek correct?
Is that the right answer?
I want
to. I'm sorry, our player does not win today. Oh. However, it
wait, hold on. Todd?
I want to see if I'm getting this right, though.
Todd for the steal.
Galactica 1980?
Correct.
Oh, Galactica 1980?
You
Todd
guys.
Todd Whitehead gets 9,800 points.
You guys are nerds, man. Nerds. That's amazing.
That was a tough one, though.
All right, yeah, I've never even heard of it. So this might be an easy question, but I'm asking it just for the sake of correcting Scott.
Oh, no.
Ah, crap.
So
this could be anything.
When you referenced the GameCube, the original Xbox, and the PlayStation 1, you mistitled it by calling it the PlayStation 1. The original PlayStation was the PSX. What did the X stand for before the PlayStation 1 was re-released?
Ah, good point. Because... But they didn't call it here in the States, X. It was only in Japan, right?
No, it was here.
Was it here as well?
It was the PSX. It was right on the top of the disc tray. It
stood for Xbox.
PlayStation X.
Is it?
I know. Yeah. I'm just thinking. No, I'm not going to say it.
Right, but he was correcting Scott. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Liam, do you have the answer?
Yes, I do. It was originally supposed to be an electronic xylophone. And
you're correct.
You get Roman numeral X number of points for that.
It is actually incorrect. It was titled the PlayStation Experiment, and the reason it was called that was because Sony was originally working with Nintendo to make a disc tray add-on for the Super Nintendo.
That's right.
And when Nintendo dropped that, Sony was like, let's just experiment.
Just call it the X?
It was the PlayStation Experiment.
I was literally going to get, if I was going to answer, I was going to guess that they were just trying to be hip in 90s, like with the whole X thing, because everybody had X in their name.
That's probably why they spelt Experiment with an X.
Yeah, yeah, right. Probably.
So
yeah,
that's probably part of it.
Good point.
So you get 0.5 points.
seriously, though, like, how much does Nintendo regret that decision?
Yeah, right now? That was a bad one.
Yeah. That experiment turned out pretty well.
Yeah, it did.
Liam, how's it going?
Hi, guys.
Liam O'Brien, everybody, voice of Illidan Stormrage.
What is up, Smash Bros?
If anybody's playing, we're super. If you're playing Shadow of Mordor, he's also Gollum, if you can believe it. That's totally him. Anyway, sorry. I like telling everyone what Liam does.
He I'm not sure Liam likes that you tell
him. Anyway.
I was prepared. I have a nerdy question.
Yeah.
What were the names of the twin brothers, a mage and a warrior, in the original Dragonlance fantasy novels?
That's a good one.
It's Bob.
You're half right.
If I'm accidentally right by making that joke, I feel bad.
It's spelled like B-A-W.
Yeah, I got nothing.
No. Take a guess.
Caramon and Wrestling.
Yep.
Caramon and Wrestling.
Wow.
Well done. So you get his points.
Okay, firstly, a gift for Mr. Scott Johnson.
What?
Scott Johnson?
What is this? Oh, sweet.
All the way from bloody Perth, Western Australia.
So oh, I heard. Oh, my gosh. Dude, that's amazing. What is, it's like a clock.
Thing. Yeah, it's a clock and like a...
You can put your weed in it.
No, we're not that progressive
that
in Australia,
so cool.
Mate.
I like keep getting things I don't think I deserve. That's really neat.
That's nice.
Look at that. People should come look at it, but look at that thing. It's all like plated and nice.
It tells time in Australian.
And it's the shape of your fine country. Wait.
Excellent.
That looks like Texas.
That's totally cool.
You're holding it wrong.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Hands go counterclockwise?
Yeah, of course. Obviously. The hands go counterclockwise.
Okay. In spirit of that, another Australiana question that most people get incorrect. Well, most of you Yanks anyways. So, what is the capital of Australia?
Are you in line?
He's next.
Oh, you're next in line?
Yeah, okay, get on up here. The true capital of Australia.
Right. The one true capital.
Perth.
Yeah, if it kept on going, maybe. No. The correct answer is the little state inside of New South Wales, which is the Australian Capital Territory.
So they don't have like a name?
Canberra.
Canberra, okay. I didn't know that. I would have said like Sydney or something dumb.
Yeah. Melbourne.
Yeah. Yanks, honestly.
Yeah. It's Americans, man.
What state is our capital in?
What state is our capital?
It's a trick question, right?
Yeah. Figure that one out.
Okay, can I ask an instance question?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
In episode 100.
Yes.
No. I'll go farther back than that. In episode 1.
Okay.
What patch did you guys discuss?
Episode 1.
Ooh,
oh, I know.
Good question, actually.
I know.
I like that one.
I got to know version number, don't I? I know what the content was.
What was the content?
It was on Courage.
I mean, really,
correct.
Really, Todd should be answering this.
So it would have been 2.1?
1.0.
No, because we weren't. Oh, because that was that was a BC pre-event, wasn't it? So it would have been, like 1.89?
1.9.
Yeah. I was close, though, because I had the spiders in that. Oh, wait, that question was for you.
You should go all shot. Yeah, I was trying to tell you that, but that's
damn
all
right. Yeah.
So, Scott, then you have to come up with a question for me, then.
All right.
I got one.
Please name 4 warlords of Draenor.
Ooh.
How did Morheim say it this morning? It was like Draenor.
He said Draenor.
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 By the way, I gotta tell you guys an interesting little thing. Oh, you guys will like this. Or maybe not. This may be dumb. I was up in the press room earlier And I was milling around with a couple of the PR people trying to figure out where we're supposed to go. And I see Mike Morheim being shuttled out of a room, looked like a little private little dining space. Looking, and this is after the announcements this morning, just looking real stern. And he's got that kind of weird half shirt thing on. And he just looked, I don't know, just in a big hurry.
Had a halter top on?
And he was met by two dark suited, and I heard them referred to them as Activision guys. And they looked terrible. Like, they just look like dark suit, like sunglasses if they could have. I mean, just like G-Men. And they hauled them off into some other room together. In some room all by themselves and shut that door. And then they had two guards stand out in front of it like this. And I thought, what high-powered thing is going on with Activision and Morheim?
They were replacing his chip.
Now it makes sense.
All right, so you had a question?
That was crazy. Four warlords.
See, you're getting me after I'm returning to the game after a 2-year absence and haven't watched any of the Lords of War.
Well, then you are hosed, sir.
Doomed. I can do like Durotan.
Very good. Sure.
And that's about it.
That's it. Daisy.
Kargath. Okay.
Kargath, okay, I'll give you a hint.
This room, I know, has the answers.
I'll give you a hint. Garrosh Hellscream's dad.
Grom.
Very good. Grom. Grimash, technically, Grimash. But Grom works. And so that's three.
They're on a first name basis.
Four would be...
Do they do the...
There's a... imagine an eye. Losing an eye.
Oh, what's his name?
There's actually... someone has an ability. Is it the Warlocks?
Yes. Hang on. It'll come to me. I'm going to do this. Scott, you do this on the air. Like
he's 16, the one that freaks me out
like
the most.
16 times a week.
I know. You heard the show. Yes. He's the one. He's the Warlord.
Kilrock. Series.
Yes. Very nicely done.
Well done.
And now I know why you do this when you're thinking, because that totally worked.
He's as far as I'm concerned, I know he's not in the story, but he's the real threat. He freaks me out the most. Anybody who tears his own eye out and has like the religious
his tradition
scares the crap out of me. Anyway.
Is there anyone else who wants a shot?
All right.
Am I the caboose?
You will ask the last question to us.
Okay.
And for real, we'll answer it like I'm supposed to, not because I screwed up and answered.
So this is general nerdity, not Blizzard nerdity.
All right.
Okay. Are you familiar with the film Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension?
I am familiar with the film, yes.
I am very forgetful of that movie, but yeah.
Good. He's going to nail it, though.
No, so I'm not.
The alien factions in the film.
No, I don't
know. He had the... red and black what's from Planet 10. The red.
Tom's
blank.
Just writing his journal. It's fine.
It's NaNoWriMo. I'm just working on my book.
Uh huh. Totally buying that.
He walked in the room and
blank,
stole the gun.
The red blank versus the black blank. What is the race of the aliens?
You mean the Lectroids?
Lectroids.
Obviously.
Oh, what a good recall you had there, Mr. Merritt.
Yeah, it totally is.
Negative 5,000
points. Yeah, exactly. How many results on Google? 122,000? I got negative 122,000 points for that.
So as far as I'm concerned, the big winners tonight are the Australians. Nice job, Australia.
Woo-hoo! You take home the Current Geek Gold.
That's right.
I threw a little forecast in here.
Let's do it. Hey.
Maybe we invite up Liam O'Brien.
Liam O'Brien. Is there a Liam O'Brien in the house? Come on up.
Oh, thanks, Todd. Yeah, put that mic down. So Forecast used to be a show, and now it's a segment.
Now
is that
a segment.
Way, that way
That's
we say
how that,
that
works, yep. It used to be a whole show. It's a show where we did nothing but
you
this.
You sound
now,
a little regretful every time you say that.
I do. I miss it. It was a good show. I feel like we do it justice here, but, you know, people like Forecast.
I feel like right. More people listen to it now.
You know, it's weird. It's like when something goes away, suddenly everyone listened to it. But anyway.
How's it going, Liam?
It's going pretty good.
Thank you for
good.
Joining us.
Yeah,
is he turned? You getting him turned
I
up?
Feel
this is
like
a private conversation.
I feel like getting to watch this. Like I've consumed your sausages for so long, and now I've come to the factory to see them get made.
I'm not
Stop
sure I'm
laughing.
Into that double meaning on that.
Come on.
I heard some
he literally.
Up front here.
Oh wait, no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
So are you familiar with? Yeah. Are you familiar with how Forecast works?
Yes, I'm familiar with how Forecast.
All right.
Works.
So I have a crazy prediction here that I'm going to throw out. I'm going to say that Blizzard's Titan property is still out there in someone's head. Maybe their name rhymes with Lardo. And they're no longer with the company.
Oh, Lardo.
And we will see something, not actually that game, obviously, but something like that game will come out, maybe from Riot.
Ron Lardo?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a bad name, wouldn't it? Ron Lardo? It'd be a terrible name. That's an interesting idea that I mean, look.
This is a prediction based on a rumor, and the rumor is that Pardo left because they're like, Titan isn't working.
Correct.
And so I'm just saying, like, even if that rumor isn't why he left, he obviously knows a lot about Titan.
Yeah.
So he's out there. Maybe something comes out of that stuff.
I have to think there's always more to these rumors than we ever hear about, but there could be something to it. I mean,
the fact of the matter is that he is no longer at Blizzard.
That is correct.
And he knows things.
That's true. Now,
seems like we
submit these to the court.
We know he's not at Riot or anything
right
yet. We know Greg went there. Greg Street is there now.
Who also knows things.
Who knows things and probably knew a lot about what was going on with Titan at the time. I think it's entirely possible that what happens is certain devs leave for whatever reason, either high up executives or just straight up game designers, game runners, whatever. I think they can run off to these other projects or other companies or found their own, and you end up with a very derivative-like product compared to what happened before. It will never be called Titan.
No, of course not. They won't violate their NDAs.
No, but I'll bet you... I think Tom's right. I think some of the stuff... And I don't think it's just him or anybody else. Rumors aside, these people live and breathe and eat this stuff for 7 years. They can't help but take that experience with them. And then when they go found a new studio or go to somebody else, those things bleed in. It's no different than Blizzard, for example, hiring half the Left 4 Dead team. Their influence will be felt in Overwatch. There's no question about it. So,
and you could look at Overwatch and say, well, there you go, Tom. A bunch of Titan is there, because that's true.
Yeah.
But I mean... The parts that aren't there might show up.
Liam, what do you think of this?
I think, well, we'll never really know, will we? Because we don't know what it was in the first place. Somebody does, which it can't really be anything more than fragments of what it was, or maybe sharing the aesthetic of. Because if it's anything more, then you have kind of a poop storm between two companies.
And that will
saying,
be its name.
That's poop storm.
Coming in 2016.
So as a guy who deals with a lot of NDA type stuff, and you've got all kinds of projects you work on that you can't talk about until they're out or whatever, and you totally understand that world, it might be the only way, maybe, that we would ever get confirmation that that was what Titan might have been, because he I'm not saying like Rob, but other people may break NDA enough, or they make him out and say, look, we've got a brand new game, it does all these things, we're loving it, it's great, see you guys at E3. And then suddenly there's a lawsuit from Blizzard and nobody understands why.
Or somebody at Kotaku is like, I've talked to a source and this is the pieces of Titan that were left over.
Right? Sure. That's entirely possible. But
either
it just
one of those things,
it just
both.
Seems like those things they could happen. But in your line of work, it's not like, you know, I mean, if there's a project going on and let's say you're doing voiceover for, I don't know, let's just pick a random one. You're doing voice for the new Batman game. Not saying you are. Maybe you are. You probably are. You're always in every game I play. But let's say you aren't. And if you let leak that you're in it, it depends on the project, but isn't that tantamount to you breaking? I mean, that's breaking agreements.
Yeah. I mean, I've worked on games as a director, voice director, where some costume designer or somebody even just puts something on a resume online and they don't even think that they're spilling the beans on something, but I don't even want to get into specifics because I don't want to drum up any trouble for anybody.
There's lots of examples in the tech community of somebody saying, I was working on robotics at this company, and that company's like, people didn't really know we were working on robotics, and now you screwed it up.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of thing. Right?
And the rumor mill just starts churning immediately from that. So, I don't know, NDAs... And different companies feel differently about it. Some are just like, don't tell anyone the plot. You can tell people that you're on it, but don't tell anyone the plot. And then some people, I'm not going to name any names... are like, I don't know, they're like the Grim Reaper. They'll will come for your children.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
So
you used to have a lot more children.
Yeah, he's just down to the two
down
now.
Down by 50%.
Just to give you an idea, and I promise I'm not just bragging about my friend Liam here, but Star Wars Rebels, The Evil Within, Skylanders Trap Team, Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor, Iron Man and Captain America Heroes United, regular show, Transformers, Rise of the Dark Spark, Hulk and the Agents of Smash, Wildstar, Elder Scrolls Online, Bioshock Infinite, Infamous Second Son, Titanfall. I could go on.
Those are just the ones we know about.
Yeah. The porn work. We don't know about any of that. Oh, you know what? You are in Batman Origins. That's why I was thinking of Batman.
Arkham. Yeah.
I do a pirate voice in every game, though. It's just the one thing.
You need him for a good pirate voice? He's available. I think there's merit to that. Now, whether or not that'll happen, I mean, I hope we get cool ideas in games, because why not? Things are derivative. People build on good ideas. But I don't want bad blood between. I would be really sad if there was really bad blood between a veteran like Pardo.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting it has to be a, like, you know, revenge development of some sort. Yeah. It's just sort of, you know, and Blizzard would probably be like, yeah, go ahead. We canceled it because we didn't think it was a very good idea. If you want to still make it, fine. Yeah. You know, that could be the attitude.
I guess we do have a pretty good example in the news right now, which is what's the name of the game that just did not get kickstarted? It didn't meet its goal. The Black Hand? The guys who worked on BioShock.
Yes.
They fell short of their goals, but that the aesthetic of that is pretty close to BioShock already. I mean, it looks like they had their own spin on it, but still, you know.
Yeah, there's some of that where it's just obvious. And the problem, you know, now you're talking about a world of crowdfunding and independent people doing things, and they're not even, half the time, they don't have their own lawyers, so they don't know what they're infringing upon. Mm. Like, that can, I feel like that stuff's going to get uglier before it gets better. Or where it's good. I'm not
the
complaining
about
any
glove.
Of this. The black glove, that was it. Yeah.
It's also really, it's a pretty small community, and everybody's a gamer. So everyone's playing each other's games and is a fan of each other's games for the most part. So it's impossible not to absorb, you know, influences from every direction.
Well, yeah. I mean, Warcraft is basically, there's a lot of changes, but it's Warhammer, and StarCraft is Warhammer 40K. And, I mean, those influences are there, and they're admittedly there. They've said as much, and... You know, there's nothing. I don't think there's anything wrong with taking inspiration from sources, adding your own spin to them. But if they literally come out with Titan as Titan was, Blizzard would probably have to do something. Probably. But
well,
then again, if Titan's this game,
there's a way
to
do it. We're like, we're just using a similar idea. We're not using any of your IP. Mm-hmm. We're not making the mechanics exactly the same. But and like you said, everything is borrowing from everything else all the time. So it would be hard to say like, oh, well, that is directly a result of.
What if they have a Horde leader named Thrill?
I would like that.
Yeah, I would too. I'd play Thrill. The Adventures of Thrill.
Jaina so proud.
Nicely done. Well, that's our segment, and that's our show.
Yes.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, AIE, for being our guests today. You guys were great. Thank you so much for playing along. That was really cool.
Liam, thanks for hanging out with us on mic. We appreciate it.
Liam O'Brien.
Thank you.
Yay.
Follow him on Twitter.
At Voice of O'Brien, right?
There you go, yep.
And there's no apostrophe in that because you can't. What else? Is that it? CurrentGeek.com. Go visit. There's still people at home I'm talking to. I got to remember that. They're going to hear this later. CurrentGeek.com. Current Deek.
Don't go to Current Deek.
Don't go there. At Current Geek on Twitter. At Scott Johnson. At Ace Detect.